Thank you and good afternoon. The 59-year-old female inmate who died in her cell at the Mendocino County Jail around 2 o'clock Friday morning has been identified as Gloria Ann Burgess of Ukiah. Burgess was discovered unresponsive in her cell while a correctional officer was doing a routine patrol. Medical personnel performed CPR, but Burgess was pronounced dead at the scene. No evidence was discovered to suggest foul play, and an autopsy was performed on the body of Burgess later that day. Official results are pending blood alcohol and toxicology analysis. State Senator for the North Coast, Mike McGuire, took to Twitter this afternoon to announce that Senate Bill 288, known as the Theft of the Redwood Burls, has passed Public Safety Commission. Introduced by McGuire in late February, the bill would make any theft of a burl of a redwood tree a felony, which would be punishable by being sent to prison, being fined up to $10,000, or receiving both punishments at once. The bill also states that no reimbursement will be required by this act, as the California Constitution requires the state to reimburse local agencies and school districts for certain costs mandated by the state. With the increased public access to drones, Senator Ted Gaines announced that two of his privacy and consumer protection bills related to drone use has passed the Senate committee. Senate Bill 170 mandates an increased sentence when contraband is delivered to a prison or county jail by using a drone. Also passed was Senate Bill 271, which is aimed to protect children from any type of harm by making it illegal to fly drones over public schools with grades K through 12 during school hours. The bill also prohibits capturing images of the campus during school hours or extracurricular activities. Gaines said in a statement that privacy issues, especially in today's fast-paced internet and technology era, are among the most important policy issues facing California, and we must protect the public's right to privacy and safety. The investigation into the Hoopa shooting last Thursday has been suspended due to the victim not cooperating with the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office. Lieutenant Wayne Hansen said that the victim would not explain what happened during the shooting incident, and the victim eventually claimed that he shot himself twice by accident. After the victim suffered the gunshot wounds, he was taken to the Hoopa ambulance base for treatment of injuries before ultimately undergoing surgery at a local hospital. The National Weather Service has issued a frost advisory for Humboldt County, which will start tonight and go into tomorrow morning. Temperatures are expected to be in the mid to low 30s, and sensitive outdoor plants may be killed if left uncovered. Also, a hazardous weather outlook has been issued for the North Coast. If you plan on traveling to the beach, be aware that there will be a moderate risk of sneaker waves Thursday and Friday. You are advised to never turn your back to the ocean. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The city of Arcata will host a groundbreaking ceremony tomorrow afternoon. Dan Squire has more.
The city of Arcata will host a groundbreaking ceremony on Wednesday afternoon at 3 o'clock to kick off the construction work for the next segment of the Rails to Trails project. The next trail segment will run from Shea Park in Northtown through the city along L Street and Alliance Road and finish up just north of Samoa Boulevard. Traffic controls and detours will be in place during the work, which will run through October. In addition to the trail groundbreaking, the city will also break ground on the Foster Avenue extension that will connect Sunset Avenue to Alliance Road. The work will entail a new road surface, new sidewalks and curbs, along with new signs and wastewater and stormwater drains. Both groundbreaking ceremonies will be held at Shea Park.
Thank you, Dan. As the weather continues to warm up, the mosquito population increases, and starting tomorrow, the West Nile Virus Surveillance Program hotline will be up and running, according to the Department of Health and Human Services. Last year, California had a record-breaking number of West Nile virus cases. In that same time, there has never been a confirmed human case in Humboldt County, but two birds were confirmed to have the virus. The hotline will be up for people to report dead birds and squirrels along with other animals, as mosquitoes typically get infected when feeding on those animals who carry the virus. And that's the news on this Tuesday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.